Welcome to the Deep Dive. Okay, so today we're digging into something that's really changing how we use the internet: artificial intelligence and your web browser. This isn't just, you know, about things loading a bit faster. It feels like a total shift. We're basically going from browsers that, well, they just showed you stuff, to tools that can understand it, summarize it, maybe even generate things and act for you. It's like a new AI browser war.
It really is a fascinating moment. If you think back, the old browser wars, Netscape versus IE, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Or how Chrome came to dominate. Those fights were mostly about displaying content well. Speed, features. I mean, Mosaic's big leap was just putting images on the page, right?
Yeah.
We made the web visual. But this is different. It's not just about viewing. It's about intelligent help, getting tasks done for you.
That's the key thing, isn't it? That shift from just showing to actively assisting. So how is AI, like, actually changing things day to day when you browse?
Well, what we're seeing is this move from, let's say, passive clicking around to more like interactive assistant-led navigation. Your browser's becoming sort of an intelligent agent. Think about taking a long YouTube video, maybe 20 minutes, and getting a summary in seconds.
Okay, that's useful.
Or, and this is where it gets really interesting, the browser actually booking a restaurant for you.
Ooh.
Filling out complex forms, maybe even handling a purchase. That level of automation, it's starting to happen right there.
Wow, hang on. Booking reservations autonomously. Is that like really happening widely now, or still mostly on the horizon? And who are the big players actually pushing this? Who's in this new battle?
It's definitely rolling out, maybe not everywhere all at once, but the tech is there and being integrated. As for the players, you've got the giants, of course. Google Chrome holds, what, like 68% of the market? They're putting their Gemini AI right into Chrome. But, and this is a big but, they're looking over their shoulder at OpenAI. There are strong rumors OpenAI is developing its own browser. Yeah, and that could potentially pull billions away from Google's ad revenue, which is, you know, most of Alphabet's income.
That's a massive threat.
Huge. Then you have Microsoft Edge pushing its Copilot AI, and they're tying it into their new Copilot Plus PCs.
Ah, the hardware angle.
Exactly. Hardware-software synergy, aiming for machines built for AI. But look, beyond those two, there's a really interesting new angle emerging.
Which is?
Privacy. It's become a key differentiator. You've got Apple Safari with their Apple Intelligence really pushing on-device processing, keeping things local. Mozilla Firefox is interesting, too. They're talking about user choice for AI models, again, focusing on local processing. And then there's Brave. They use their own hosted LLMs, the AI models, and promise no logging. Privacy first.
Okay, so privacy is a new battleground. Mm-hmm. But let's shift gears slightly. What does all this AI summarizing, answering directly, what does it mean for actually finding information and for the people creating the content?
Yeah, that's a profound impact. We're talking about SEO, online content. It's all changing. You see these AI overviews or AI modes in search results now.
Right, where it just gives you the answer.
Exactly. The AI gives you a direct answer, synthesized from various sources, which means you often don't need to click through to the original websites. We're already seeing zero-click searches make up, what, over 50% of queries? Some predict that could hit 70% pretty soon.
70%? Wow. So yeah. Publishers.
Yeah, they could see significant traffic loss. Revenue loss, too, as AI just sort of vacuums up their content for its answers. Creators really have to adapt, focus on super high-quality content, stuff that's AI-friendly, you know, structured data, clear headings, demonstrating real authority.
Makes sense. They're scrambling. But, okay, think about the scale of this. All this AI running constantly. Isn't that putting a massive strain on the internet itself, the actual pipes?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge challenge. The internet, fundamentally, wasn't built for this kind of real-time, incredibly resource-hungry AI processing everywhere. And get this, here's a surprising fact. An AI query uses roughly 10 times more energy than a traditional Google search.
10 times.
10 times. And generates something like 340 times more CO2 emissions. So you're looking at higher electricity bills, potentially even issues with grid stability. The infrastructure is definitely straining. It points to a potential crisis, honestly.
It's staggering. And one last thing. What about paywalls? Copyrighted stuff. Are these AI browsers just going to, you know, summarize content people are supposed to pay for?
That's the million-dollar question, or maybe billion-dollar question. It's a huge legal and ethical tangle. AI models train on enormous data sets, right? Including copyrighted works. The whole fair use debate is raging.
Because if the AI can just give you the gist from behind the paywall.
Exactly. It could completely undermine the business model for many publishers. And you're already seeing responses. Companies like Cloudflare offer tools for websites to actually block AI crawlers, or even charge them for access to the content, for training, or summarizing. It's complex. Publishers want control, compensation. The outcome's really going to redefine how we think about content ownership online. So yeah, the internet is being fundamentally reshaped. It's moving beyond just being a place to find things. It's becoming a system where AI is increasingly acting for you, often in the background.
So think about that. What really stands out to you from all this? How comfortable are you personally with an AI acting more autonomously inside your browser? What does it mean for your privacy? For how you get your news, your information. Lots to consider in this landscape that's changing so fast.